You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. Political parties are putting a lot of effort into the youth vote here in Wisconsin. Some analysts say young people alone could decide the election. Ever since Kamala Harris was named the nominee, there's been about a 20% jump in enthusiasm from Wisconsin voters age 18 to 29. That means social media may play a bigger role than ever. Hilario De Leon is chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party.
Everyone's on it. We get our news from it. I have a TikTok account. I have my own social media platforms that I do. Any major, you know, corporation, company, sports team, political group, they all have social media.
Matthew Lehner is chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
Social media is one of the big reasons why Janet Protasiewicz did so well in the 2023 Supreme Court election. I think you're going to see that again in 2024.
14% of young Wisconsin voters are still undecided. That's more than double any other age group. New numbers show the job market has rebounded in Wisconsin since the pandemic, but it's not equal across the state. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum found while overall Wisconsin has more jobs now than it did in 2019, that doesn't mean every county is advancing in that category. 42 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have fewer jobs than they did before the pandemic. That means the state's strongest economic areas, like Dane and Milwaukee County, are carrying a lot of those jobs. And COVID-19 is on the rise here in Wisconsin. It's been spreading more and more since the end of June, according to the state's wastewater data monitoring program. But soon you'll be able to order more tests for free. The federal government is reviving its free tests by mail program. You'll be able to go to covidtest.gov and order 4 nasal swab test kits. All we know is that the program is set to go live in late September. Officials haven't given a specific date yet. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New felony charges have been filed against a former MPS board member. Aisha Carr is now accused of food stamp and public assistance fraud. Prosecutors claim Carr deliberately understated her income to receive food stamp benefits, resulting in over $2,800 in improper payments. The allegations, combined with previous charges of theft and misconduct in office, could lead to a maximum 7-year prison term if Carr is found guilty. A major Milwaukee collaboration between sports and technology is on the horizon. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Wilo Group will tomorrow announce a new global partnership. The announcement will be made during a press conference at the Fiserv Forum, which will include remarks from Governor Tony Evers. The Wilo Group is described as the world's leading premium supplier of pumps and water management systems. That event at the Fiserv is at noon tomorrow. Mount Tosa might have a new mission. Wauwatosa's former landfill, referred to as Mount Tosa, is once again the subject of redevelopment proposals. There are two new ideas up for consideration. One plan transforms the site into an industrial building, while the other proposes creating a driving range. City leaders are currently evaluating the options, though no decisions have been made. Similar proposals in 2019 failed to gain support from city leaders. The Catholic community of Waukesha has announced plans to merge its 4 parishes. Coming together are St. William, St. Mary, St. Joseph, and St. John Newman. The consolidation aims to streamline finances and administrative roles, with all 4 churches continuing to offer their own services. No churches will be closed. Bicyclists in southeastern Wisconsin will soon have a new path. A new 1-mile paved trail will be built through Bender Park in Oak Creek. The project, funded by a federal grant, will extend the Oak Leaf Trail network south and create a nearly continuous 20-mile route between Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said they know all about Vikings running back Aaron Jones.
He's a problem. He is, and he looks really good. And I've been able to watch him a little bit. Certainly, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever had the privilege to coach, a guy like that, just in terms of how he goes about his business. And still got a lot of love for him.
LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells, and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into ex-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift army, where he continued sucking his thumb. Netflix released a trailer for the new Sam Raimi film called Don't Move. The Hollywood Reporter says the thriller is about a grieving woman who heads to the woods to find peace, but instead finds a man who injects her with a drug that will paralyze her. The movie will premiere on Netflix October 25th, and the trailer can be seen on YouTube. The Office is the gift that keeps on giving. Remember Creed Bratton, the creepy, enigmatic, elderly employee who had no idea what his job title was or what he did at the company? Bratton recently posted a photo on Instagram with his fellow office mates, Dwight, Oscar, and Meredith. Fans flooded the post with comments. In his years since The Office, he has been acting and working as a musician, which is how he got his start in show business. And in case you're wondering, Creed was in charge of quality assurance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with scattered rain likely today. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down later this afternoon. Our high today, 67. The wind will be northeast at about 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.